Dreaming of blissful summer days and creamy popsicles? Capture sun-drenched memories with the Orange Vanilla Dream Hydration Multiplier from Liquid IV. Just one stick and 16 ounces of water can help hydrate you better than water alone. Live your summer dream with Liquid IV. Tear, pour, live more. Go to liquidiv.com and get 20% off your first order with code INDULGE20 at checkout.
CBS Eye on the World, I'm John Batchelor. Jim McTay, he's a resident of the best county in the Keystone State, Lancaster County. It's now Lancaster Bellwether County. The Democrats have been moody since the election, looking for something to celebrate. And now they have it. A state Senate election in Lancaster County, part of the district. And a victory, surprising victory, to the candidate, Mr. Malone, defeating the County Commissioner Parsons. Jim McTague on the scene to help us understand this. Well, Jim, we got AP reporting this, so it's a big story globally. A Democrat last represented Lancaster County in the Senate in 1889. Do I read that correctly, Jim? Was it?
Yes, it's amazing. This is a county that. This is a district that Trump won by 15 points. He's still very popular here. If you're a Tesla driver, come up here. Nobody's going to key your car because Trump is popular. Elon Musk is popular. But it turns out to be a real bright spot for Democrats who are anxious for any iota of good news they can find, because a Democrat won here. And the Parsons who won didn't even campaign. He assumed he was going to lose. Everybody assumed he would lose.
Malone, 51 years old, a tall, very attractive, gray-bearded farmer. Go ahead.
Who was the part-time mayor of East Petersburg. East Petersburg doesn't need a full-time mayor. It's a little crossroads. It's my mailing address, actually, a cute little town. So, it wasn't that he won. It was that this Josh Parsons, a young guy who was a Trump wannabe, became so obnoxious and divisive in a county where people get along pretty well regardless of their politics. You know, they're friendly. They just vote Republican when they get in the booth. He ticked off the Republicans with his arrogance, and it was really a rejection of Josh Parsons. It wasn't a rejection of Trump or the Republican Party. So the AP and the greater Democratic world are blowing this story out of proportion, again, because they're so desperate for good news to make it up.
Now, let us not underestimate this. The last victory for a Democrat in Lancaster County was when Grover Cleveland won his second term. All right, this is representative of what you'd have to say was a new Democrat. That's what Grover Cleveland was. So Malone, 51, said he was helped by Republican voters, turned off by what he described as Parsons' confrontational and secretive style. What does that mean, Jim?
Well, Parsons would try to generate headlines to promote himself by, picking up controversial issues. Like, there was a big controversy here over a drag queen reading hour at the Lancaster County Library, which really was a provocative act by the gay community, because they know Lancaster County is one of these uber religious places. And it was sort of a thumb in the eye of the religious community. So Parsons started a huge protest, and townships stopped contributing to the library system, and the drag queen reading hour never took place because somebody called in a bomb threat. The local paper blamed it on Republicans, and then it turned out that the call actually came from Eastern Europe. So the Russians got involved in this. But Parsons continued to attack the local paper. The local paper is a woke rag that everybody loves because We all ignore the editorial page. We love the restaurant reviews. They have the health department's review of every restaurant in the county. And the biggest talk about item in the paper every week is which of our favorite restaurants have flunked the state inspection because they had rodent dropping someplace on the floor of the restaurant. So anyway, Parsons, in attacking the local paper, ticked off a lot of moderates.
The headline in AP tells a story, and we'll move on to shopping. Democrats take hope from upset win in a Gop-leaning Pennsylvania State Senate district. Gop-leaning? 1889? Good heavens. All right, let's go shopping. Costco, what's it look like?
It's packed. I mean, you know, I'm a perma-bear. I've been predicting a recession in the second quarter, but with my own eyes, I go to Costco, I don't see it. People were actually more robust in terms of piling up food and supplies in their baskets this week than I've seen in many, many weeks. My neighbors who had been at Costco earlier in the week reported, crowds that were very, very heavy, forcing them actually to park in the parking lots of adjoining businesses because you couldn't get into Costco. So it's very strong. But all retailers are not equal. You know, I was in our local Walmart. It was pretty moderate. People are not really buying. The Walmart has slashed the price of its clothing so that some of their items are less expensive than you'll find at your church thrift shop. I mean, sweatshirts, $6. T-shirts, $2. And people are not buying. Boscov's, a local department store chain, had a circus-like promotion last Saturday. They brought in a moderate amount of people, but they had to offer cotton candy for the kids and games, and they had all kinds of product presentations with free gifts. So they had a good crowd in the store, but it was no way. It wasn't elbow to elbow. I was actually going to buy a pair of shoes there, but the woman's side of the shoe store was so busy that there were no clerks helping the men. So I left the store shoeless.
Your neighbor bought a vehicle, a car. Why?
Yeah, my neighbor just bought a Camry hybrid because he wanted to beat the tariffs. His car was a 2007. He was concerned that the price of cars would go up by $10,000 or so, or, you know, like the papers are estimating. So he went out and bought a Camry hybrid this week to beat the tariffs, which is interesting because I was talking to a real estate developer, a big developer, builder of apartments in the Southeast. His economist, he has a big research arm, his economist sees no sign of a recession. And he told me he doesn't know what supplies to buy yet, which will be affected by the tariffs. So, of course, I said, well, lumber from Canada. And he said, you know, lumber prices haven't gone up yet. So I thought that was really interesting. That, first of all, he doesn't see signs of a recession, and he's seen no signs yet of the tariffs' impact on lumber.
Where was the Camry built?
The Camry is built in Kentucky. There's a huge plant in Kentucky that the Japanese built when Ronald Reagan put tariffs on the Japanese cars and told them, if you want to get around the tariffs, you have to build factories in the U.S. So that's why, you know, Toyota is here now. They build their Sienna vans in northern Indiana. A lot of the Japanese manufacturers have plants here, but a lot of the big parts, like the engines for Toyota, I believe are built in Japan, and they just assemble the cars here. So they will be impacted by the tariffs, even though they employ hundreds of people in Kentucky.
Jim McTague in Lancaster County, the bellwether county of the whole country.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Remember those endless summer days that felt like they just last forever? Sun rays kiss your skin, grass tickles your toes as you bite into the creamy popsicle melting in your hand. Pure, unbothered bliss. Capture more sun-drenched memories with the Orange Vanilla Dream Hydration Multiplier from Liquid IV. This nostalgic vanilla flavor with notes of candied orange can help keep you hydrated while savoring your favorite golden hour moments. No matter how hot your summer gets, just one stick of Liquid IV and 16 ounces of water hydrates you better than water alone. It's three times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink, with 8 vitamins and nutrients for refreshing on-the-go hydration. Live your summer dream with Liquid IV. Tear, pour, live more. Go to liquidiv.com and get 20% off your first order with code INDULGE20 at checkout. That's code INDULGE20 at liquidiv.com. Dreaming of blissful summer days and creamy popsicles? Capture sun-drenched memories with the Orange Vanilla Dream Hydration Multiplier from Liquid IV. Just one stick and 16 ounces of water can help hydrate you better than water alone. Live your summer dream with Liquid IV. Tear, pour, live more. Go to liquidiv.com and get 20% off your first order with code INDULGE20 at checkout.